This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Good morning to you, mate. How are we looking?
looking good. So 3 new cases yesterday in Queensland. Nothing in Cairns announced so far. So they're looking like they're going to slide out of it without too much trouble.
That's really good news, because it was 10 days, wasn't it? That person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. So some of this doesn't always add up to what you think might happen.
Yep.
As I said, Cairns is it's a warmer climate and people are outdoors more. And
well, you'd like to say it's a hot spot. I'm trying my best today. But it is, yeah, it's good that they've got out of that, isn't it, mate?
That's good. And we're looking good here in southeast Queensland. But as I said yesterday, we might see some more cases later this week. I think there's a bunch of testing today, so maybe tomorrow there might be some positive cases that are in quarantine already.
Do you know how the mass vaccinations are going?
I think it opens either today or tomorrow. The one at the entertainment centre or the convention centre. Yeah, I know they're up and going at the Logan Entertainment Centre and sort of looking to ramp up things there as well. So. Yeah, it's good. I think if there's a good bunch of different options that people can access the vaccine, that always helps.
So these max vaccination places, are they drive through? No. Or they just will walk in?
No. In Queensland, no, not drive through, but I think the only one in Australia is down in Melbourne.
Yep.
The drive through. But yeah, look, I think it's a good idea if you got to obviously have some decent space for it, but it just makes the kind of process a bit less contact and, I think a bit more efficient potentially if you've got the space, yeah.
Well, if Anastasia Palaszczuk wants to give us a call, 3892011AA, we'll give her some great tips on how to get around this stuff.
My one question is, so with the categories for eligibility for the vaccine, is it based on vaccine supply or based on just trying to get everyone through it slowly? Because wouldn't that mean people will be brought forward with these mass vaccination centres?
Yeah, I think so. And what they've said, as far as I know, for the one at the convention centre is that I think it's adults, 18 to 59-year-olds can register for it. So they're kind of thinking this is the time, certainly for Queensland Health, that we can pretty much open it up for adults at least. Because I think that's mostly the Pfizer vaccine that they'll have there, I think. They'll have some second doses of AstraZeneca, but I think this is sort of the start of the opening up process, really. But yeah, it is mostly about supply. I think once we've got good supply, then the federal government will then kind of announce it's open up for all adults, hopefully.
Did I hear there's a third vaccine? What's doing with this one?
Moderna is the third one, so it's now been approved by the TGA. And the next step is that the federal government would look at how that then rolls out and when supply is coming and that kind of thing. It's very similar to the Pfizer vaccine, same technology, the mRNA, similar side effects and how it works. It's a 4 weeks in between instead of 3 weeks, but otherwise pretty similar to Pfizer. So
now we're waiting on three vaccines that we don't have yet.
I think we've got two approved.
Oh, we do? Okay, good.
But yeah, it'll only be a few weeks away. I think I've heard that they'll probably roll that one out through pharmacies.
Yep.
Still waiting for details on what that looks like.
Do you reckon we're going to get to a stage where we can just jab ourselves? just go. All right, everyone, come and get your jabs because we need to get this done fast.
take a bunch home for your family.
Yeah, just go.
I don't know if that would happen. They have got some technology for vaccines that like a. Kind of like a Band-Aid that you put on and it's a patch that delivers the vaccine through your skin.
And it dissolves in your skin? Is that what it does?
Yeah, I mean, the patch doesn't dissolve. You take that off, I guess.
Oh, gosh.
How long after?
Sorry.
The
young and naive.
The patch goes through your skin and delivers the vaccine. So I think that if that could take over vaccines, down the track, hopefully. At least a lot of them would be great for kids,
Yeah.
Hold them down and...
put a Band-Aid on them. Kids love Band-Aids. You just put some colours on them and everything. They'll be like, I'll put it on myself.
Exactly.
I don't know. This has nothing to do with COVID, but I seen back in the day, I seen a video a long time ago where they used to inject with like, oh, it's like air. Like they used to go, I just seen a video of a doctor. What was that? And why did they stop that? It was like a really high pressured vaccine that they put on their arms and went, shh, this is a long time ago. This is a long time ago. Obviously, infection reasons, probably.
Dr. Jonathan is very scared of you, honestly.
Is this where you sort of see it, where they sort of do one dose and then the next person and with the same multi? Yeah, look, I've never actually seen those. They're just in movies and shows, but I imagine it was a way you could deliver multiple doses.
But obviously, but you can catch it easily because you're just using the same thing, correct?
Well, that's it. Yeah, I don't know that they change needles and. But I don't know a lot about them. But I think that what we do now is to really, you know, it's one patient at a time, and you're not wanting to transfer.
Smart. Risk across. It's very smart. I mean, we don't want to be sharing needles and stuff like that. That's not good.
Oh, this has gone way off track. Well, I will be seeing you, Dr. Jonathan, for my COVID shot very shortly.
Very good.
And
big group coming down. It's excellent.
Yes, it's like an
well
excursion.
Well organised, Harry. You're very good rounding the trip.
Oh, she's good at organising.
We'll have our hats. Yeah. We'll get off the bus.
She just hasn't got me yet, so... She's still trying.
We'll wait. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll come around, mate. I'll come around. Hey, thank you so much once again, brother. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.